Hello, I'm Alicia, and welcome to Country Music Around the World, presented by the Nashville Broadcasting Radio Network. I have a very good friend on the phone with me today from my hometown, Montgomery, Alabama. And way back in the day, we came up with an idea, along with Jeff Cummings, to put together an organization to help with the venue situation in Montgomery, Alabama, the musicians, to do anything we could to help music in that area. Welcome to Alicia Gilliland, who is president of MAMA, the Montgomery Area Musicians Association.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
How are you doing, hon?
I am great and wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, especially talking to you. You know, I mentioned that we had this little idea way back in 2013, and I was not able to continue on with that because I went different places here, there, and everywhere. But you guys have really stepped up to the plate. You've done so many things. I would like for you to talk about what has happened since that idea came to be up to date, because it's so much. Now, keep in mind, we got 15 minutes.
Well, to start with, you know, like you were saying earlier, the River region has produced many world-class musicians and have a very rich history in music, all kinds of genres, you know, from this area, country, rock, hip-hop, folk, blues, jazz. And that's one thing we're trying to do with this organization, is to continue that tradition. Our number one priority is to support the talented musicians and promote them to the event planners, performance and music venues, the citizens of the River region and on out, and make them aware of the wonderful talented musicians that we have here in the town. Now, when we first started the organization, that was our main objective, and it has continued to be our main objective. And in the subsequent years, we have also added an educational component to the organization, which we're very proud of and happy to be able to do, in which we offer music education workshops for children in our area.
I think that's fantastic, because there's so many talented young people who might ordinarily never have a chance to even get involved in music.
We have targeted the most needy section of town in particular, and we've been working in conjunction with the Boys and Girls Club in that area, and we've done several music education workshops there, and they've all been extremely successful. We call them the Growing Montgomery Musicians Workshops, and a lot of our local musicians have been wonderful about donating their time and coming to help and mentor these children, and it has just meant the world to them, to us, to the parents and grandparents and family of these children. In addition, we've been able to donated instruments that belong to us, but we house them there for the children at the Boys and Girls Club to use with their program.
That wonderful. That was going to be my next question. What do you do if children don't have instruments, but yet they have a desire to learn?
We have a variety of instruments housed over there, and they keep up with the upkeep, but the instruments belong to us, and we're so happy we're able to leave those housed there for all the kids to use in their music program that she does such a fabulous job doing. We have bass guitars, regular guitars, you know, several different kinds of instruments that have been donated, which we greatly appreciate. Another way that we've been able to reach out to the needy children in the community is through donating an instrument to them for Christmas each year. So we've added that in the past few years, and that has been a blessing and wonderful as well. We had the very first instrument donated was to someone, once again, at the Boys and Girls Club. They had written an essay about why they would like the guitar, and a pair of twin young ladies wrote the most beautiful letter saying why they wanted to have that instrument, and just talked about how they wanted to show the world that it doesn't matter where you come from, you can succeed in music and you can be a positive influence to the other kids and that kind of thing. This is just an excerpt from it. It says, okay. Help me to tell my story by learning guitar. It will give me the ability to make my own music. I always loved the sound of the guitar. I've always wanted to learn to play. It's been my dream. With music, I want to create my own voice to change the world. I want to share my love for music and teach the kids love of music, to inspire kids to make their dreams come true, to show them the way to make their dreams come to life and to live the moment. And just loved it. Just loved that.
Wow.
That's probably the first time I've been able to read it without crying.
You know, here's the thing. Music is just the most wonderful way to escape the day-to-day problems. I mean, I do it all the time. You can get lost in it. And I'm sure a lot of these kids don't have the perfect life. But if they can lose themselves in music, feel like they're moving forward, develop a little self-confidence, who knows? That could be the inspiration to get out of that situation and become a really productive adult instead of one of those who gives up and says, I can't do it.
Exactly. We've always said if we made a difference to just one child, it would be worth it. So
absolutely.
We've been very pleased to have been able to do that. The young man that we were able to donate last year, bless his heart, he had just lost his father right before Christmas the previous year, and the last gift he got was a guitar from his father.
Oh my.
So he didn't want to play it because he didn't want to mess it up. But he loved music so much. His dad was a musician and that sort of thing. So he was thrilled, and his mom was thrilled when we gifted him that guitar that he could actually play on and learn and grow, you know, using that guitar. And she said that he had been so upset and sad and mad and everything else about his dad, and that just really, really helped the whole situation, and she was so appreciative of it. So we're very happy to be able to help, you know, people
sure.
in situations like that.
Well,
music
is therapy, not only to the person who's playing, but to the listener. I mean, how many times do we just get in our car and automatically turn on the radio because it's soothing? I mean,
exactly.
Music is just a wonderful thing.
As you know, it's the universal language.
It is.
So that's what we try to promote. We try to promote everyone supporting each other and lifting up, you know, music. The way we look at it is a rising tide raises all ships.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've been trying to get people to do. And we have seen the fruits of that, and which is a wonderful thing to see. We see older musicians mentoring the younger musicians and the younger musicians teaching the older musicians a thing or two. And,
wow.
And of course, so we enjoy, you know, connecting the new and old musicians, bringing together the top musicians of today and tomorrow, basically.
Right. You know, and I've watched from the beginning since 2013, May of 2013, I think, was when we first kind of started coming together with the idea. But I've watched the Montgomery area, and back in that day, there were a few clubs that were hiring just a clique of bands traveling in kind of a rotation. But I've watched more venues open and more new bands come forward, names that I'd never heard before, new artists come forward, bigger than it was for years. And I think Mama had a huge part in making those venues aware of the need of music and get them inspired. Even when everybody else was going karaoke and DJs, they were still hiring bands. I think it's a wonderful thing. And another thing that you've done has been the annual competition of different genres of music, bands, individuals, and so on, and you have award ceremonies every year. Tell me a little more about that.
Well, it's not really a competition. As a matter of fact, we intentionally try not to say that because, like I said, we don't want everybody competing. We want to raise each other up. So instead of doing, for example, Battle of the Bands or anything like that, we call it a showcase of the bands.
Okay.
And we've been able to do several of them. Of course, we're called Mama Over Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
And we had four or five different bands with different genres and would do just a huge show with every band playing that night. And luckily we were able to work out the logistics of that, and they all ran just very smoothly and everyone had a wonderful time. It was a wonderful venue, and we were planning and had everything lined up to do it this year before the COVID hit. So
right.
Unfortunately, we were not able to do it. We don't know if we'll be able to do it this year either, but we do have a lot of that already worked out. So hopefully we'll be able to get back to doing that in the future. But like I said, we invite the community to learn more about and see these different bands and, you know, maybe get exposed to some of the genres that they may not normally listen to.
Of course.
And, you know, expand their musical awareness that way as well. And you were talking about the people having karaoke and everything. Going back to that, one of our business members who owns an establishment here in town said that she has tried poker night, she's tried card night, she's tried karaoke and a variety of things. And having the musicians there are what bring in the customers.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that's exactly what we want, because we have to have our music venues to support the musicians. And I thoroughly believe in the positive power of music.
I do too.
I'm very, very strong about that. That's why I do and we do what we do, is because we believe in that positive power of music. And we've been able to see all the wonderful things that can come of that.
Well, you know, and I agree with you 100%. That's one of the things that I enjoy when I come here to Nashville. Of course, there's music everywhere you turn in Nashville. But the thing is, that live presentation, the interaction among the musicians in bands on stage, they're enjoying it, they're smiling it. That kind of bleeds over into the audience, and then suddenly the audience is smiling, and it just snowballs.
Absolutely does. I couldn't agree more.
And it gives people the incentive to even work harder at their trade, become better musicians so they can get one of those spots on the stage at a venue. It's just a fantastic thing that perpetuates itself, and it never ceases to amaze me. Why do we sing to babies when they're born? Because it's soothing. Music is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I just think you guys are doing the most wonderful things for the community, and it's the whole Montgomery area, not just Montgomery proper. It's the area. And what area does that encompass at this point in time?
It's the river region is what we call it. It's around a 50-mile radius of Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. And you're having a good turnout, and everybody's, even the venues are coming on board, I understand. You have members from venues, you have fans who are members, you have musicians who are members.
Yes, and we have non-musicians who are members. People may think that they can't be a participant in this, but we try to stress that music lovers, you know, you have to have the music lovers and music supporters as well.
Absolutely.
So we're very pleased with that. We were got a wonderful donation last year from someone in the area, and we've been able to use that to continue on this stuff. And so these music lovers are an important aspect of the situation as well.
Absolutely. And I tell you another thing that I know personally you've done, because we've been involved in this too. We take care of our own. And we've had some musicians in our musical family in the Montgomery area who have passed away or who have become ill, who have hit upon hard times, and Mama always steps up to the plate and helps these people. Can you give us just a few little examples of that? Because this is something that I think other communities and other parts of the world even can consider doing on their own and in their own area.
Well, we've been able to help out when some of our musicians have passed away. As a matter of fact, we just did it last week. She was one of our biggest supporters, music lovers, that Ryan was just referring to. There was a gentleman named Jimmy Gilbert who was well known in this area.
My buddy Jimmy. Oh man, I still miss Jimmy.
His family, you know, they needed help even having the service and paying mm-hmm. for everything. So we made a donation to them to help them with that, and received the kindest, most wonderful letter from his sister, you know, in appreciation for that, and which we, you know, we're glad to be able to help. We had another one of our music lovers named Jimmy Brooks, and he was a paraplegic. He was in a wheelchair.
Broke my heart when we lost Jimmy. I just loved Jimmy.
Yes, everybody loved Jimmy. He was always the first one out on the dance floor, and you know, he would had the little camera rigged on his wheelchair that he would take pictures for us and everything, and everybody just loved Jimmy. And he when he passed away, we gave him a great mama send-off. I was crying the whole time, but we had mama people there playing before the service. We had people who wrote or rewrote songs to play during the service. Amazing Grace was played on the harmony at the end of the service, and not a dry eye in the house. A lot of the pictures that were rolling, you know, on the video they do, were pictures of Jimmy at the different mama events and that sort of thing. And, you know, I think that's exactly the way Jimmy would have liked it. He loved mama so much. And we had another musician supporter pass away last week, and we were able to have some of our musicians who volunteered to go and started the service with Amazing Grace and did What a Wonderful World, and it was just perfect. And the family, you know, referenced how much Shannon loved Mama and the Mama family, and how much the organization had enhanced her life all these years. Mm-hmm. And so we were happy to, you know, have a good kind of send off for Shannon as well. But recently, during the COVID, we have had our musicians, of course, have been very negatively impacted. So we wanted to help with that. Mm-hmm. And we decided, you know, we couldn't help everybody, all of the members, but we decided to vote. We voted to help the people whose music was their only income.
Right.
So we were able to get in touch with several of those people, and we've actually done two rounds of those donations. And so I think we've been able to help all of our business members and 24, 27 other musicians, and they were not members. You don't have to be a member for us to support you. You know, right, we hope right. that people will see the good things that we do and want to be a member and support, but we do support all the musicians in the River region.
Now
so
getting,
we were happy to be able to help with that. One of the musicians was about to have to pawn her guitar to pay her power bill, and right. she was just so thankful and appreciative, and we were just so blessed and happy to be able to help, you know, people like that.
Yes, now your money comes from membership dues, which are not exorbitant. I know that for a fact. But does it come from private donations, venues? How do you solicit, and how can other people maybe fund something like this in their area?
The first round of donations that we did to the musicians, we did a musician's fund, and we only did it for a couple of weeks, so we covered part of the cost with that. But we are just membership is the primary, you know, means of income for us. We do take donations and from individuals, businesses, anything like that. We recently had a donation and very, very kind, supportive words sent to us of $5,000 from one of our supporters, which
wow.
I was going to be happy to get $50. And
yes,
it was $5,000. Oh, it was so wonderful. And the wonderful things that he said or it counted as much as the money almost. But we are a nonprofit, so none of us who do this make any money off of it.
Right.
As a matter of fact, we use our money for it, but we do go by membership dues, and the membership dues are very minimal. It's only $20 a year for an individual, $30 for a family, and this is for a year, not for the month. This
right.
is for the whole year, and we've been doing $50 for the bands and businesses. However, due to COVID, we have voted to change that and let the businesses and the bands join for just that flat $20
mm-hmm.
to try to help them out too. But that's primarily where we get our funding.
You know, you were talking earlier about our friends, Jimmy Gilbert. He was my friend for many, many, many years. And
yes.
and Jimmy in the wheelchair now. I remember the story about, this is going to come full circle in a minute if I can get my words straightened out, but Jimmy was not always in a wheelchair. He suffered an accident. I believe he said he took a fall from a tree stand.
Yes, he fell asleep.
Yes, and so he ended up quadriplegic, I believe, and music was the thing that kept him going, and he became a part of Mama, and he became very closely associated with all of these musicians, and
yes.
that kept him going for as long as he did, and he was always
yes.
the brightest smile in the room, and being in the chair didn't stop him from dancing. I've danced with him several times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he would have a way of putting things in perspective, too. If you had an issue or whatever, and he said, well, just think how it would feel if you can't scratch your nose.
Mm-hmm. He was such an inspiration. And so that's another thing that I wanted to point out is that in an organization such as this, not only helps musicians and helps the children in the community and makes a venue available or whatever, but it can actually offer emotional life support to some people who wouldn't otherwise have it. And I think it's just magnificent. But I'm going to ask you quickly. I never knew this. As long as I've known you, I've never known how you personally got involved in the music industry.
Well, I grew up, you know, singing in church and singing in church groups and choirs and that kind of thing. And then when I started dating a guy in a band when I was a teenager. And it was an awesome band named Free Flight. We had wonderful concerts and open-air concerts outdoors and wouldn't trade all that, or my Free Flight family that I still have to this day, wouldn't trade that for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as Mama goes, I saw a post, I guess it was on Facebook, and it just said, if you're interested in supporting music and getting involved in the music scene, you know, we're having a meeting and whatever. So I just walked in and had my notepad, my pen, my pencil in my hand.
Right.
And because I had that, I was voted as secretary.
Right. I remember that night, man. I remember it.
Yes, yes.
But now, see, in my mind, I remember the ones who really worked the hardest initially. It was you and Jeff. Those were the two names that stuck out in my mind when this whole idea came into being. And you and Jeff continued to really... Now, there were some others. I'm not saying there weren't, but you guys were really putting it out there in a big way. You just walked in the door with what can I do? And so did Jeff. What can I do?
Well, and Rick Hansen was also...
Rick was great.
Started, so... and then as the subsequent years, this is our eighth year, I believe, now, and I became the vice president, and I became the president 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm really enjoying that and meeting all these wonderful people and these talented people and being around wonderful musicians and watching people's faces and their expressions and their, you know, when they're listening to the music and watching it bring joy to people and just love it.
You know, I can remember you were talking about Rick Hansen, and he's such a quiet, laid-back person that he just didn't stick front and center in my mind like you and Jeff did because you were so outgoing. But I can remember when we would first have the meetings and the get-togethers and the bands would play, and he had the little place over there. What is the name of that street off Ann Street?
Wishbone.
And they had the little DJ booth. It used to be a DJ booth. And Lauren was a little bitty girl at that time. And we would come in there, and they would stick us up there in the crow's nest. They would always have something for her to play with.
Yes.
It was, oh my gosh, where have those days gone? And for those of you who might not have caught the beginning of this interview, you hear us talk about MAMA. That's an acronym. It stands for Montgomery Area Musicians Association, located in Montgomery, Alabama area. And we just refer to it as MAMA because I'll tell you, MAMA has been just that, a musical parental entity for so many in the area. It's a wonderful organization. If you live in the Montgomery area, please support MAMA. Please see what we're doing and why we're doing it. And if you don't live in the Montgomery area, consider starting a group such as this in your own area, because I'll tell you, it has made such a huge positive impact on our area, and I know it could do the same for yours.
And all you got to do is get up and do it.
That's right. It just takes that little bit of effort, and when people join together, there's power in numbers. Well, you know what? We've run out of time, Alicia. Don't hang up. I'm going to get back to you on the phone here, but I need to close out. Is there anything else you'd like to leave everybody with before you go?
No. The only thing is, if you want more information, go to www.montgomerymusicians.org.
Montgomerymusicians.org.
Yes, and thank you so much for this interview, and we're so happy to have you as part of our MAMA family and so proud of everything you're accomplishing as well.
Well, I love all you guys. You know, Montgomery's my hometown, and you guys are my family. So hang on, Alicia. I'll be right back. And to all my listeners, please join me again right here on NBRN, the Nashville Broadcasting Radio Network. And until then, from country music around the world and from Alicia Gilliland, president of MAMA in Montgomery, Alabama, this is Alicia saying so long until next time, and may God bless you real good.